While visiting the Bay Area last weekend, I took a run in the Oakland Hills, and my exercise route took me through a ritzy housing area with stunning views of the Bay Area. As I ran, I couldn't help but notice the lack of for sale signs on all these million-dollar houses I was running by, as I expected to see many. As I ran, I wondered why I wasn't seeing for sale signs in this area, as I was sure there were many here that surely could not afford the prices that these houses would fetch with such stunning views. I began to wonder just how many of these homeowners were using the government bailout programs to stay in these houses. I realized probably many homeowners here were having to or planning to use the new programs to stay in these otherwise unaffordable homes, and I began to grow a little angry. After all, why should these people be able to live with these stunning views while you and I have to pay for them in bailouts? You can be sure I ran by a few homes where the owners were overextended and couldn't afford these views, but were enjoying them nonetheless at our expense. Yet you and I, who made sensible decisions, enjoy much more modest views, don't have anyone helping us or reducing our mortgage, and even have to pony up cash for these folks. When I returned from my run, I faced my 6- and 8-year-old sons, who noticed their dad was a little bit perturbed and asked me what was wrong. In trying to explain my anger, I had to use metaphors and examples to convey the issues and found myself lacking for words. How do you explain to a child, the simplest of minds, that our normal method of punishing bad behavior and rewarding failure was completely backwards from what mom and dad had been teaching them their whole young lives? To accomplish this task, I asked one child to do chores and the other to sit and do nothing. Then after the chores, I gave the sitting child candy treats, and the one that did the chores nothing. And then I even took a toy away from the working child and gave it to the sitting one. Needless to say, the sitting child was elated, and the older child who did the work went absolutely crazy. How then did I explain this to my children? The truth is I could not. It wasn't fair, inherently wrong, and basically inconceivable to both children and indeed myself. Yet that is what our government is doing with each bailout they undertake. How can a child understand the injustice in this exercise, yet our government cannot? The unfairness of it is obvious to our children, yet our populace is blinded. I eventually told my children I was kidding and righted the wrong, and then explained to them some people of the world are indeed misguided and downright wrong, and that some of these people even occupy positions of high public office. My children could not conceive of such a world, and frankly, a few years ago, neither could I. But yet, here we are, indeed, seeing such injustice with nary a protest nor political upheaval. How far have we come? Or better said, how far have we digressed? When even our president supports such behavior, it makes me wonder as a nation where we are going and how far this lunacy will go. I realize if the economy continues to shrink, more bailouts will follow until such a time where the economy will no longer support the handouts, when there'll be fewer people pulling the cart than in it. As Margaret Thatcher once said, the trouble with socialism is you eventually run out of other people's money. When people like Barney Frank, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, and even Barack Obama and the rest continue to give our hard-earned money to people that did not hard-earn it, and publicly reiterate they will continue to do so in the name of compassion and maintaining the stability of the system, I wonder just how far the lie will go and just how much we as a people will permit. Unlike my children, who understood the basics of those who work, reap, and those who don't, don't, we are slowly marching in a line toward a world upside down where failure is success and success is failure. And after trying to explain this to my children, I had an even harder time understanding it myself. The views and opinions expressed on this newscast are opinions and my opinions only, and do not necessarily represent those of KVMR, its staff, underwriters, or members. That's it for this week's Money Matters Minute. I'm Mark Cunaberty for KVMR FM Radio.